The U.S. government reveals that it is continuing to mount a rapid and comprehensive response to the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda through the Department of State in close coordination with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. The U.S. says it is working closely with deployed personnel as well as host governments and international partners who are leading the response in working to support an integrated response, implement travel restrictions to stop the spread of the virus, and ensure safety and security of affected people. In a statement, the U.S. State Department says they will continue to move aggressively to contain the Ebola outbreak at its source and prevent further international spread. To accomplish these objectives, the department has committed significant financial assistance, deployed technical experts, and expanded bilateral operations in the impacted regions. Uganda, in the meantime, confirms 3 new Ebola cases, according to the Ministry of Health. Yesterday, the Director General of Health Services in the Ministry of Health, Professor Charles Olara, said the 3 cases include a Ugandan driver who transported the country's first confirmed case. The driver is currently receiving treatment. The other case is a Ugandan health worker who was exposed to the virus while taking care of the country's first case of a Congolese national who died. She's also currently receiving treatment.